you got a full term. You got a good plan there. And if each one will realize what their job is and how it works, they'll get along well, you know, and everything will go great. But so many men, they don't realize that they're busy thinking and they're not paying attention. So women don't realize that your husband's out there working on the car, you know, or he's working on the washing machine, or he's doing something, or maybe just reading a book. You know, but you come and say, honey, would you go to town and give me some milk and eggs? Oh, yeah, sure, okay. He's reading this book. You going to town in a little while? Yeah, I'm going in about 30 minutes. Okay. Well, 30 minutes comes and goes. 2 hours comes and goes. She said, did you get my milk and eggs? He said, your what? Milk and eggs. You told me to go get milk and eggs? Yes. 2 hours ago. You told me? I don't remember you. No, you didn't tell me that. But that's what we do to God. That's exactly what we do to God. We sit down to read the Word of God, and we got the television on. Now, let me tell you, if you want to get anything from that television, you're going to have to give Him your undivided attention. You're going to have to get in the Word and pay attention if you want to. God's not going to share you with that television set. He ain't going to share nothing with you. You know, I mean, one day I went to a house, a woman at church wanted me to pray for her husband. He was having a little problem, so I said, okay. And she said, can you come right after church? And I said, okay. I said, where is your husband? She said, well, he stayed at home today. He didn't feel like coming to church. I said, okay. So I said, okay, I'll run right over there right now. So I went right over to the house, and I walked in. He's got the Dallas Times Herald living over here, the Fort Worth newspaper laying over here. He's got three televisions on with three different football games on at the same time. I said, are you not feeling well? He said, no, I'm not feeling well. I said, you know, you stayed at home to watch football, didn't you? Well, he said, you know, there's some of my favorite games on. I said, you know, I ain't never been in a house with three televisions on three different football games at the same time. I ain't never seen this. And, you know, all of a sudden one of them did. He said, hold it just a minute, I've got to pay attention right here. And I just turned, started to walk. He said, where are you going? I said, until I get your attention, I'm not going to do anything. I ain't going to compete with three televisions and two newspapers. I said, if you want me to come here and talk to you about God's Word, you're going to turn every one of them things off or you're going to stay sick. Would you believe Dave and I went to a home the other day with a man who had been diagnosed with cancer? And I've known this man for years, and this man would not give me time to show him what was wrong. He had to go to dinner with his family that evening, and I just went back and got my airplane and flew off. We flew up there to pray for him. And we got there, he wouldn't give me the time I needed to share with him what causes sickness and disease, because his family came in and he said, we got to go to dinner tonight, Thurman. I'll have to get with you some other time. I said, you can forget me. You can forget me. I said, I made a trip up here to get you healed because you're a friend of mine. And I said, if you ain't got the time for me, you ain't got time for God. I said, just go ahead and get sick and die if you want to. Hey, I think that's why so many of us get sick and die. Because we won't give God the time, the dedication, when he says, put nothing before me. Nothing. Pay attention to my child. Do what I say. Listen carefully. Verse 21 and 22. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Is the Word of God important? I mean, if the Word, if it says there, these words, if you put them in your heart, meditate on these day and night, they will bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meanings. Is that important? I think it is. I want to be healthy, don't you? I want to be extremely healthy. Verse 23 and 24, let's see what they say. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. If your heart affects everything you do, everything, then should you really guard your heart closely? I think so. If it's going to affect everything you do, avoid all perverse talk. Stay far from corrupt speech. 25 and 26. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet, then stick to the path and stay safe. Verse 27. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. So how much evil should you follow? None. Absolutely none. Psalms 107, verse 17. Some were fools in their rebellion, and they suffered for their sins. Do you know anybody like that? We are fools. We really are at some of the things we do. How many men and women do I know that's in the church, and they come to me and they're smoking? And I tell them, I said, you know, you're going to smoke those cigarettes, or you're going to pay $3, $4, $5, or $6 a pack, and yet right on the pack it says, warning, smoking causes cancer. Would you call that person a fool? I mean, ain't no way I'm going to put that stuff in my body if I got a label on it that says, warning, this stuff causes cancer. You think I'm going to put that in my mouth and light it and take a drag on it? Not at all. You know, Bart, what about drinking alcohol? Somebody said, well, I can drink a glass of wine if I want to. Yeah, you can drink a glass of wine if you want to. It's not a problem. You can drink a glass of beer if you want to. It's not a problem. But if you go out and get drunk every Friday night, there's a problem. You know, and then one day you come to me and you have a failing liver. And you want me to pray for your liver to be healed. What are you going to do when I get you healed? You going to go out and quit drinking? Well, no, I like drinking. Then I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to pray for you. I ain't going to waste my time. You know, because you're a fool. You're doing what God told you not to do, and you're going out drinking. That's just like so many people in the church. So this is one of the big sins in the church today. God says there is to be no sexual immorality in my church. Not one time is there to be any sexual immorality. I, the Lord, will judge, personally judge, every sexual sin. How many people in their life have cheated on their mate? Multitudes of them in the church. In fact, I'll tell you a testimony that we had here in church just a couple of weeks ago. There was a little girl, 23 years old, that her mother and dad got to come up here. She was living with her boyfriend out of wedlock. She came up here and she listened to me teach God's Word, and that day I was talking about sexual sins. She went home that day with her mother and said, I don't like that guy. I hate him. I ain't never going back to that church. Why did she not like me? Because of one time I was teaching against what she was doing, and she was enjoying her sin. Well, a few weeks later, her mother and dad finally enticed her to come back. Okay, I'll give him another chance. So she came back once or twice more and listened to me teach. And then she came up for prayer. Her mother and dad brought her up here for prayer. I said, what's wrong with you, honey? Beautiful little 23-year-old girl. She said, I have migraine headaches. I have all kinds of stomach problems. I can't sleep. I said, what kind of sin are you living in? She said, okay, I guess you say it's sin. I'm living with a boy I'm not married to. I said, well, that's sin. I said, are you a daughter of the King? Well, yes, I am a believer in Jesus. I said, okay, he sent a terrifying spirit to terrify you. I said, you know, a tormenting spirit, he's messing you up, and that's why you got the headaches and the stomach aches and everything else. She said, let me get this right. If I make God a promise standing right here that I won't go to bed with that boy no more until I marry him, you're telling me you can pray for me and God will forgive me and he'll heal all these things? I said, guarantee it. Guarantee it. So she said, well, I sure am sick and tired of being sick and tired. So she said, Lord, I repent and I promise you I'll never go to bed with that boy again unless he marries me first. I said, okay. I said, the Lord just forgave you. So I reached up and put my hands on her. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke all these spirits. I break every curse over her, command every spirit to leave, and for her to be completely healed right now in the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. And guess what the King of the universe did for her? Instantly healed her of everything. 3 weeks later, she come back, come to my church. She said, Pastor, can I come up and give my testimony? I said, sure. So she came up, and in tears, she stood right here and in tears with that mic saying, and when I first come to his church, I hated him, but he taught what I didn't want to hear. But she said, I finally realized he was teaching what God says. And so she said, I did repent. I have not been to bed with that boy, not one single time since then. I repented, he prayed for me, and the minute I left this church, I had no more headaches, I had no more stomach problems. She said, I've been able to sleep perfect and eat everything I want to. She said, I'm telling you, I am completely delivered and completely healed. Now then, which way do we want it? Do we want to live in sin and be sick and tormented? No. I mean, what God say there? If we do His words, first He says, some were fools in their rebellion and they suffered for their sins. Do you want to be a fool? Do you want to suffer in your rebellion? Or had you rather obey God and be blessed? I want to obey God and be blessed, don't you? Okay, then verse 20. Let's go to verse 20 here, see what it says. Psalm 107, verse 20. He spoke, and they were healed. Snatched from the door of death. When He spoke, where do you hear this? Where do you get this? How do you hear Him speak? In the Word. That's right, ma'am. You read it from the Word of God. Whatever Jesus says, that's what He will do. Now I want to take you to Psalms 34:10, and I want you to see what the Lord said in Psalm 34:10. This is what He does for you when you obey Him. Psalms 34:10. Listen to this. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will never lack any good thing. Do you like that? Even the strong young lions go hungry sometimes looking for something to eat. But God promises those of us that will obey Him, we will never have a lack. Huh?
Never.
Don't you like that? I love it. Now, even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will never lack any good thing. And I love that. Then Psalms 84:11. Let's go to Psalms 84:11. I want you to see this. For the Lord God is our light and protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. So if you're walking in obedience to His Word, doing what He said, what good things is He going to withhold from you? Nothing. So if you're righteous and you're doing what He says and you're loving Him, you're in His Word.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.